You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. State government and the decision legislators make can have a big impact on our daily lives, yet there are fewer eyes on state government these days, and that could be real consequences for people because, in fact, a 2019 Pew Research Center report found that in the last decade, newsroom employment has fell by 25% here in the U.S., with a decline of almost 50% at newspapers. So that's why State's Newsroom was created. It's a network of affiliates where reporters cover state and capital city politics. And this week, the Idaho Capital Sun will be debuting in partnership with State's Newsroom. Joining us today to talk more are editor-in-chief of the Idaho Capital Sun, Christina Lourdes, and reporter Clark Corbin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma. It's good to see you.
Thanks, Gemma.
So, Christina, can we start with you for folks who are not familiar with the State's Newsroom? Can you talk a little bit about who they are? Frankly, you know, I said in the intro a little bit about why they were created, but also how your partnership will work with them.
Yeah, sure. So the Idaho Capital Sun is the 21st state to be onboarded through State's Newsroom, which is an all online nonprofit journalism organization dedicated to covering state politics closely. So we have sister publications in the West in Montana, Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona, and we'll run as a nonprofit. So we'll be accepting donations and seeking grants to help support our work, but there won't be traditional things like advertisements or paywalls or digital subscriptions to our platform. And the thing that really attracted me to State's Newsroom is that they allow all other Idahoan media outlets to pick up our work with credit. And so this really is a way to try to infuse more coverage for state politics into Idaho's news ecosystem and to make sure that some of those smaller outlets in rural Idaho have access to state legislative coverage and state politics reporting. So that's the main mission.
And Clark, you have been with Idaho Education News for quite some time. So what will your new role at the Idaho Capital Sun look like?
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. Yeah, I was at Idaho Education News for about 8 years. And my new role, I'm not going to be specializing in the kind of K-12 education reporting that I was used to. I'm going to kind of broaden things out and focus on statewide government and politics. We're going to really cover closely next year's elections in Idaho, leading up to the elections and then throughout the whole election season. In addition to that, I'm going to take a look at voting rights initiatives, and I'm going to take a look at maybe some environmental issues that affect Idahoans. And so it's going to be a little bit different role for me, but kind of the same old bread and butter of covering government and politics, just with a little bit different focus and a different mission. So I'm pretty excited about that.
And Christina, we should note that you were the former editor of the Idaho Statesman, and part of this partnership with the State's Newsroom is their mission is to put seasoned journalists into these positions. So tell us, besides yourself and Clark, who else will be on the staff and what maybe their focuses will be.
Right. I think that's important for people to understand that State's Newsroom's model is to hire journalists from within the state rather than hiring from without. And so we have some really dedicated and veteran Idaho journalists who have worked here in the state for a long time. So it'll be me as the editor-in-chief, and I've worked in newsrooms from Moscow to Idaho Falls to Nampa to Boise. And we'll have Clark as well, who of course has worked for a long time in the Boise-based Idaho Ed News, but he also reported in Idaho Falls. And then we'll have Audrey Dutton, who is a longtime Idaho reporter who has covered healthcare and some consumer watchdog issues, white collar crime, those sort of things. She's also an incredible data journalist that will be helping us create amazing graphics and databases for people to be able to have access to public records and things like that. And then we'll also have Kelsey Mosley Morris, who is a reporter that I worked with when I was at the Idaho Press in Nampa. And she'll be specializing in reporting about tax policy and some of the growth and affordability, housing affordability and things like that, issues that we're seeing here in Boise and beyond. It really is You know, the population growth and affordable housing really is a situation that is a crisis that's growing across the state. And we want to make sure that we're providing ample coverage to those particular topics. So our whole mission is to try to cover undercovered topics like the legislature and things like that, but it won't just be legislative news coverage. There will be some of those other topics like healthcare, mental health care that we're really trying to address as well.
And Clark, what was it that made you, you know, make the switch? You know, what sounded appealing about this new venture?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gemma. I think that there were really two things that made it super exciting for me. I worked with Christina about 10, 12 years ago in Idaho Falls at the Post Register, and we worked together closely. I was the outgoing legislative reporter there. She was the incoming legislative reporter. And we've been friends for the last decade, but I've just gained so much respect for her, in particular over the last couple of years, watching her lead the Idaho Statesman, and then sort of, you know, the fallout from that earlier this year. But it was a chance to work with Christina, who's a longtime friend and journalist who've had a lot of respect for, but also the chance to start something new. When she called me up and talked about what she envisioned with a nonprofit, online only, free business model, sharing our stories out, it just sounded super appealing to be a part of something new and to help build something up with a lot of journalists that I really, really respect. From Kelsey to Audrey to Christina, I'm just really fortunate to be a part of the team. But it was both the chance to work with Christina and the chance to be a part of something exciting new. It kind of energized me all over again.
Yeah. And Christina, I'm curious too, kind of a similar question to Clark, like what appealed to you about this? I mean, definitely, you know, all of us being journalists, we have seen the demise of people being able to remain in the profession, and frankly, you know, cuts that have been made to the bottom line, which means that there are less and less journalists covering local news. I mean, yes, we've seen an influx of people flocking to national news outlets, but you know, let's be honest, it is that day-to-day city politics, state politics, state government, city government that impacts our daily lives.
Yes, totally agree. So one of the things that was really appealing to me was that idea of being able to share content with other smaller news media outlets throughout the state, where I've worked in small newsrooms my whole career in newspaper offices. And there have definitely been times where we just recognize that we do not have the staffing levels to cover things like our congressional delegation. And not every Idaho newspaper has the financial ability to send a reporter to cover the legislature and things like that. So just having extra eyes on public meetings and public records, I always think that there's positives to be found in those sort of situations. The more eyes that we have on just making sure that policymakers are making the best decisions and the best interests of the public, I think can only make our state better. And so I really loved that we'll be working in partnership with newsrooms across the state and trying to support them however we can. And then it was really an exciting thing to move from those more traditional funding models for newspapers, which is the medium that I've been in for my career, and try something that's based on a nonprofit model and see if we can't get enough support for our reporting to make sure that we can be around for years. And I think as the journalism industry really struggles with some of these other issues that it faces, that the nonprofit model can hopefully be an example as a way to make sure that we still have very sound experienced reporters doing this work. So those were the kind of things that drew me to it. And I love that we have sister papers in border states in Montana and Nevada, and we're really hoping that we might be able to do some projects together, some more Intermountain Northwest stories where we do have some of those similar topics like agriculture and public lands and the outdoors and things like that. So I'm hoping that we can lean on each other as sister publications as well.
And Clark, as the new site gets up and running this week, I'm curious about what's first on your list of priorities. when it comes to what you'll be covering.
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. I've actually been working with Christina for the last kind of 2.5, almost 3 weeks to get geared up. So I have a story that we're going to be running probably early next week about the coronavirus outbreak at the Idaho legislature and their planned return next week on April 6th. I talked to a few different legislators, but I also talked to some people who work inside the state house and kind of got their take on what it was like to be there during the pandemic. And I also have another article that I'm working on about how a law in Idaho that banned transgender women and girls from participating in women's sports has taken off and gone national and is being considered in more than 20 state houses across the country this year. So I talked to the bill's sponsor in Idaho, Representative Barbara Ehart, a Republican from Idaho Falls, kind of about the role that model legislation and some pro-family groups played in taking this first of its kind law from Idaho and spreading it across the country. I know that when we talked to people about our launch, they were interested about where legislation comes from and how it spreads. And so those are two of the things that I'm working on for close to our launch coming up in the next week.
And then Christina, finally, how do folks access the content?
Yes, great question. So they can go head over to idahocapitalsun.com and that will basically it's just a splash page right now, which will allow you to sign up for our free morning newsletter. But that site will be live with stories and content on Wednesday. So we're really looking forward to that. We also have a Twitter account and a Facebook that you can follow along where we'll be posting all of our stories. And another element of our website will include guest opinions and commentary from folks throughout the state. So we'll have news and guest opinions for people to check out. So that's idahocapitalsun.com. It's the best way to get to us.
Well, I want to thank both of you for talking to us today. Good luck with all of this. And also thank you for participating and being willing to be a part of our Friday Reporter Roundtable, because we've all roped you into that as well. So good luck and thanks so much.
Thanks,
Gemma. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with the editor-in-chief of the Idaho Capital Sun, Christina Lourdes, and reporter Clark Corbin. Their new nonprofit news organization will go live this Wednesday. More Idaho Matters next.